Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. In this special episode, we bring you Sokala Duma's own Rosella Maria Rico. We had a conversation with Kwadwo Asamoah, the Ghanaian midfielder who plays for Juventus. The conversation was about playing for Juventus, playing in Ghana, playing against Real Madrid. Here's more of that interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Mr. Allegri was very crucial to making the final 2 years ago and this year. How much do you contribute to the success of him and how he has grown as a coach?
Yeah, I think him being as a coach here too, he has learned a lot because we all try to learn, because it's not only us the players, even coaches, they learn what is good and what is bad to improve. That's why we train always. So I think he has really improved in a lot of ways, and he knows how to, because we have a lot of good players, and to manage players like this is not easy, because you have to know how to organize and know which games is perfect for each player. So he has been doing so well to do all these things. It's not easy.
And of course, you enjoyed success under Conte as well. So how would you describe the difference between them two as coaches?
Yeah, what I know is like they are very good coaches in different ways. Because I worked with Conte too. He's a very aggressive coach. You could see, if you really don't know him, you could see like the way he even celebrates when they score, like he's kind of different. And Mr. Allegri too is very good in also his ways. He's very calm, sometimes get angry, but they're all good coaches in different ways.
And of course, obviously, you know, this Juventus squad lost Pirlo, Vidal, Morata, a whole bunch of players, and they've actually just gone from strength to strength. I mean, what does that show to you as a player in this team, that, you know, how strong and mentally strong this team is to go through that, such transitions, and still be where they are today?
Yeah, well, I think the management of Juventus did so well, because losing these good and great players was a big problem for us. But they knew what they were doing, and they brought in good players too, which is helping us now, because we have Dybala, we have Gonzalo, we have Mario Mandzukic, we have also Khedira, Pjanic, we have a lot. And you can see like the mixing players that we lost, we've got back players to replace them. And we're doing well.
And of course, you know, if you win this tournament, the Champions League, you'll become the sixth Ghanaian to win, joining the likes of Mumutari and Essien and Pele and Kufur. Just like, what would it mean for you and for the people of Africa to win it?
Yeah, that's what I said. And like, it's something that I really need now, because talking of trophies in Italy, I almost won everything in Italy, and this is something that I really want to win with Juventus, because it's one of the most important trophies in the world when you talk about football. And also, like talking about Africa, it's not every player like got this opportunity. Most get the opportunity to win the league and everything, but the Champions League is something that it doesn't come easily. So I pray this time around is going to be mine.
And of course, you know, you joined with Benasha and Lemina in the squad with Africans. How important is it to have fellow Africans in the team, like the South Americans bond together and the Italians, just in the atmosphere like that?
Yeah, it's good, because it's always good to have people also from Africa, from other countries. And here, especially in our team, there's no thing like to see, oh, this is an African player, this is from South America. We all like a family. You could see each other playing with each, like other players. Like, it's not like I'm from Africa, so I only play with people from Africa. We are all united. We play among ourselves like there's nobody from other continents. We like a family here, and that's the most important thing.
And of course, obviously, you mentioned you practically won everything. Yeah, you are the most titled African to play in Serie A right now as things stand.
Yeah.
Obviously, adding this, you could go to 12 trophies it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, for you as a player to have that accolade and that history, it's just, how is it for you?
For me, it's something just, sometimes when I go home and then look at the achievements and the trophies that I've won, like I just give thanks to God because it's a great opportunity for me. Not everyone has got this opportunity to win all these trophies. Some get the opportunity to win maybe once or twice. So me having this opportunity to win more trophies, I would say like a big thanks to my colleagues, to my team, because they have made all these things possible for me. Because it's not something easy to come up with. So if I'm lucky to be the one to have all this, I think I'll say thanks to everyone, to my team, to my colleagues, to my family, to everyone.
And obviously you've played a little bit, you know, in the middle of the field, on the side, on the left wing, and as a left back. I mean, that shows a lot of confidence. Well, Allegri gives you a lot of confidence that he can play anywhere on the field. I mean, is that kind of sign that you read from that?
Yeah, well, me myself, I'm happy like to have this opportunity to play in so many roles. And for me personally, it's good because in moments when the coach needs me to play from the middle or from left back or maybe forward, I'm always ready to give 100%. Even in moments when I'm not so perfect, like in good condition, I always try to give my best because that's my job. This is what I do. I love doing it. So it doesn't matter where I play from, I try to give my best all the time.
And just keep focusing on obviously your earlier career here in Italy. I mean, how would you say Udinese developed you as a player, obviously, to come here to Juventus and manage to win all these trophies and be a part of such a successful team?
Well, Udinese is a team that has produced a lot of young players. Not only me, talking about Benatia, also Sanchez, and a lot of great players from Udinese. They are very good in terms of like managing of picking young players and make them improve and then progress in their career. So they've helped me a lot to come all this way because it wasn't easy for me. My first year when I came to Italy, I had so many difficulties, but there they took me, they made me learn a lot of things. And today, this is where I am today, so I'm so happy.
And obviously, we know you've struggled a little bit with injuries throughout your career. The mental strength that goes behind that to come out and overcome these injuries and come back to playing full strength. You obviously missed the AFCON, which everyone is sad to see, you know, because of it. For you, how do you overcome such a thing like that?
Oh yeah, it was a very difficult moment for me, honestly. It wasn't easy because mentally, sometimes you would start to think, and even if you are not strong, you might even try to give up because one after the other, because I had one injury that kept me for so long, almost a year and a half, and I was trying, pushing hard to come back. Even I tried to play some games, which personally I thought I shouldn't have, but because I stood like almost a year and a half without playing, I said to myself, no, I have to play, because when you see your colleagues playing and you don't play, sometimes you find it so difficult and hard to even watch it. But I kept on working hard with the help of my family, my colleagues, my teammates, and also the technical and then the physios, everyone was at my back. They were supporting me because they knew the kind of person I am in on the field and off the field. So they all did their best to help me. It wasn't easy, but I tried. I kept on working hard because things like this, when it happens, if you are not mentally strong, you might lose everything. You might even give up, not even to play anymore.
And you're physically fit and healthy now.
Yeah. Now I train every day as normal, like before. I play, like if there's opportunity to play every game, I'm available. I train every day without going for treatments and other things. If there's other things that I have to do, I go for it, but now I'm back to normal.
Great stuff. And obviously, are you planning on coming back to the Ghanaian Africa squad, national team?
Yeah, for now, I've been in contact with the management of Ghana Football Club, and then maybe hopefully we'll be back.
And lastly, I just want to touch on the Ghana for the World Cup qualifiers. Third in the group, it's a little bit of a tricky situation right now.
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are for qualifying for the World Cup?
Well, football, you can't say everything is over because there are a lot of surprises in football. Well, for the previous years, like playing the World Cup qualifiers, Ghana have been so good. Just unlucky this time around, things are a bit difficult now, but still I know we're not going to give up because Ghana has always been a good side, always trying to go to the World Cup every 4 years. So it's not easy though, because Egypt is a very good side. They lead in the group now, but we're going to do whatever that it takes to come back.
Okay, perfect. Good luck with that.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for listening. My name is Gulule Konkeu, and this is Sokala Duma's Big Interview. An extended word of thanks to Rosella Mariah Rico. We had this conversation in Italy with Kwadwo Asamoah. You can get more of these episodes on the homepage of www.sokaladuma.co.za. Thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.